Hi everybody, thank you for joining with us again today for another devotional. It's a little bit darker in the forest, that's not because it's a dull day or anything, it's in the evening, and sometimes we record one or two or maybe three of these little devotionals together. So we thank you for joining with us. And yesterday we were thinking about the sparrow, and I have a real interest over recent years in birds because we did a series in our church on the birds of the Bible, biblical ornithology. And it's very interesting to look at some of the birds that are spoken of in the scriptures. And we were thinking about the sparrow. And the sparrow is mentioned several times in scripture. It's mentioned a couple of times in the preaching ministry of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. And it's also mentioned twice in the book of Psalms. In Psalm 84, the sparrow hath found an house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even thine altars, my King, and my God. And then here in Psalm 102, the psalmist expresses his loneliness. And to do that, he speaks of the sparrow. Just excuse me, this dog's in the way. Come on out of the way. Give him a wee biscuit, he'll maybe try and get that. Go, it's up there. Up there. Sarah, you can call him there. Sarah's got it. Go. Go on. Okay, sorry about that. Yeah, the psalmist here expressing his loneliness, and he says in Psalm 102 and verse number 7, I watch and am as a sparrow alone upon the housetop. I am as a sparrow alone upon the housetop. The psalmist here could identify with loneliness. A great psychologist years ago said that loneliness is the central neurosis of our society. And I think many people in our day and in our generation, maybe even in our families, in our churches, in our communities, maybe you're one of them and you are acutely aware of what it is to be lonely. And this whole lockdown situation, COVID-19, the restrictions that have been placed upon us, compound that problem of loneliness in a very acute manner. And in a very real way. And maybe today you could say, I am as a sparrow, alone upon a housetop. I feel so lonely. I feel so exposed. I feel so vulnerable. I feel so uncertain. Loneliness. It's a very real thing. If you're a Christian today and you know people that are shut in, why not drop them a line? Why not write them a nice letter? Why not give them a call? Remember them as well in prayer. But if you're today lonely and you feel maybe even in a sense that God has forgotten about you, I remind you of the words of the psalmist, I am as a sparrow alone upon the housetop. You know, there's a lovely verse in the book of Hebrews and it speaks of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, and it says he is touched. That means moved with compassion at the feelings of our infirmities. For he was in all points tempted, like as we are, yet without sin. He knows what it is to be hungry. He knows what it is to be tired. He knows what it is to be weary. He knows what it is to have people lie against him, gossip about him, slander him. He knows what it is to be falsely accused. And he knows as well what it is to be lonely. Right at the commencement of his earthly ministry, he went into the wilderness and for 40 days and for 40 nights, alone, was tempted and tested, even through the devil. Then in the Garden of Gethsemane, those that he took with him into the garden, Peter, James and John, and the others that sat at the gate, they all fell asleep. And then whenever he was seized upon by the soldiers, all his disciples forsook him and fled. And then standing before Pilate, he stood there alone. Bearing the cross, he went outside of the city wall, alone. Lifted up upon that cross, he suffered and bled and died alone. And then from the sixth hour to the ninth hour, there was darkness that enveloped the whole land. And he suffered and bled and shed his blood and bore the curse. And he was forsaken, literally in a very real way, forsaken of his Father. He can identify with you. He knows how you feel. You know, there's not a pain that rends the heart, but the Son of Sorrow, the Man of Sorrows, plays a part. You can come to him in confidence and you can tell him, Lord, you know how I feel in my loneliness. Lord, would you lift this burden? Lord, would you help me? Would you strengthen me? Would you take this burden, Lord, and make your presence felt and real and known in my life? And you can prove that he is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Bring your loneliness to the cross. Tell the Lord all about it. What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. God bless you all. And thank you so much for listening. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.